the way I see it, 2010 was the year of the TEDx Houston talk, and 2011 was the year of walking the talk, literally. I crisscrossed the country speaking to groups ranging from Fortune 500 companies, leadership coaches, and the military, to lawyers, parenting groups, and school districts. In 2012, I was invited to give another talk at the main TED conference in Long Beach, California. For me, the 2012 talk was my opportunity to share the work that has literally been the foundation and springboard for all of my research. I talked about shame and how we have to understand it and work through it if we really want to dare greatly. The experience of sharing my research led me to write this book. After discussions with my publisher about the possibility of a business book and or parenting book, plus a book for teachers, I realized that there only needed to be one book because no matter where I went or with whom I was speaking, the core issues were the same: fear, disengagement, and yearning for more courage. My corporate talks almost always focus on inspired leadership and creativity and innovation. The most significant problems that everyone from C-level executives to the frontline folks talk to me about stem from disengagement, the lack of feedback, the fear of staying relevant amid rapid change, and the need for clarity of purpose. If we want to reignite innovation and passion, we have to rehumanize work. When shame becomes the management style, engagement dies. When failure is not an option, we can forget about learning, creativity, and innovation. When it comes to parenting, the practice of framing mothers and fathers as good or bad is both rampant and corrosive. It turns parenting into a shame minefield. The real questions for parents should be, are you engaged? Are you paying attention? If so, plan to make lots of mistakes and bad decisions. Imperfect parenting moments turn into gifts as our children watch us try to figure out what went wrong and how we can do better next time. The mandate is not to be perfect and raise happy children. Perfection doesn't exist, and I've found that what makes children happy doesn't always prepare them to be courageous, engaged adults. The same is true for schools. I haven't encountered a single problem that isn't attributed to some combination of parental, teacher, administrative, and/or student disengagement, and the class of competing stakeholders vying to define one purpose. I have found that the most difficult and most rewarding challenge of my work is how to be both a map maker and a traveler. My maps, or theories, on shame, resilience, and wholeheartedness have not been drawn from the experiences of my own travels, but from the data I've collected over the past dozen years. The experiences of thousands of men and women who are forging paths in the direction that I and many others want to take our lives. Over the years, I've learned that a sure-footed and confident map maker does not a swift traveler make. I stumble and fall, and I constantly find myself needing to change course. And even though I'm trying to follow a map that I've drawn, there are many times when frustration and self-doubt take over, and I wad up that map and shove it into the junk drawer in my kitchen. It's not an easy journey from excruciating to exquisite, but for me, it's been worth every step. What we all share in common, what I've spent the past several years talking to leaders, parents, and educators about, is the truth that forms the very core of this book. What we know matters, but who we are matters more. Being rather than knowing requires showing up and letting ourselves be seen. It requires us to dare greatly, to be vulnerable. The first step of that journey is understanding where we are, what we're up against, and where we need to go. I think we can best do that by examining our pervasive, never-enough culture.